This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Matt from Puyallup is. Matt, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Matt. I am Taryn, your host. And Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In texting, IDK stands for what?
I don't know.
Correct. Which TV show featured a big blended family with 6 kids?
Brady Bunch?
Yes. In what mid-2000s year did Pluto become reclassified as a dwarf planet?
4, 5, 6.
Six, yes. The Fresh Food Place was the original slogan for what fast food restaurant?
Subway?
No.
Fresh. Pass.
What color is a zebra's skin?
Pink?
No.
Gray?
No.
Red?
No. What Australian city has the highest population?
Melbourne?
No.
Sydney.
Correct. How many seasons did Game of Thrones have?
6, 7, 8.
8, yes. Which Seattle landmark is home to the world's first revolving glass floor?
Space Needle.
That is correct. What band had the albums High Voltage and The Razor's Edge?
AC/DC.
Yes. In the NBA, a player is ejected from the game after committing how many personal fouls?
3.
No.
2.
No.
1.
No. What color? Oh, sorry. That was it.
You're good. You're good.
You know what? You still rocked it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 you got correct, Matt. Excellent right work.
Is Steve going to get a 69th win, or did he prevent it?
Ooh.
Look at his face. He's ready for it.
Focused.
He's ready for that 69.
This is a big one. If I can hit, if someone wants me to win 9-6, so it'll be 69 on the 69th win. And I'm like, man, I would love nothing more than that to happen. But I don't know if that's gonna.
That's like 69-ception.
I mean, that's like someone calling a home run and then hitting it.
Oh my gosh.
We shall see. Also,
all right,
that means
Steve,
that the listener needs to have 6 correct in order for this to work.
Are you ready? Steve, in texting, IDK stands for what?
I don't know.
Yes. Which TV show featured a big blended family with 6 kids?
The Brady Bunch.
Correct. In what mid-2000s year did Pluto become reclassified as a dwarf planet?
2005?
No.
2006.
Correct. The Fresh Food Place was the original slogan for what fast food restaurant?
Subway?
No.
Pita Pit?
No.
Wendy's?
No. What color is a zebra's skin?
It's black.
Yes. What Australian city has the highest population?
Melbourne.
No.
New Zealand. You said New Zealand?
Australia.
Australia. Brisbane.
Nope.
Phoenix.
No. How many seasons did Game of Thrones have?
Six.
No.
Nine.
No.
Seven.
No.
Damn it.
What? Which Seattle landmark is home to the world's first revolving glass floor?
The Space Needle.
Correct. What band had the albums High Voltage and The Razor's Edge?
AC/DC.
Yes. In the NBA, a player is ejected after how many personal fouls?
Five.
No.
Three.
No.
Damn it.
Steve, you got six correct.
Oh, boy.
Which is a loss. Oh, 7-6. Good job, Matt. You have prevented Steve from getting his 69th win today.
Right on. Thanks.
Matt, that was not nice of you.
Did you hear his enthusiasm?
I could hear it right through the radio.
Oh, boy. He did know that the Australian city with the highest population is Sydney.
Sydney, my wife's name.
Game of Thrones had 8 seasons, and a player is ejected from a game after committing 6 personal fouls in the game of basketball.
I should have kept going higher.
Tomorrow is a new day, Steve.
Yep, I'm going to have to hit the showers, regroup, and figure out what I did wrong.
That's exactly right.
I just need a stronger offensive line, if only the Seahawks could help me with that.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's this doomsday clock, Steve Migs. It was created by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists back in 1947 to represent just how close humanity is to a global catastrophe.
Okay.
And this is primarily due to nuclear threats, climate change, emerging technologies.
Like AI and things along those lines, yep.
So in 2024, the clock was set at 90 seconds to midnight, which is the closest that it has ever been.
I don't even understand what that means. Like, I mean, I know it's representative of something, but up until, honestly, today, I didn't even realize it was an actual clock that they're looking at. And they have it. I don't know if you've seen the clock.
Yes.
It looks like they bought it from IKEA. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like this like super kind of artsy-fartsy, wacky looking clock thing.
It's almost like cartoony.
Yes.
So this is the closest it's ever been until 2025 happened.
It is now 89 seconds to midnight. This is the closest the world has ever been to midnight.
Well, great. I'm glad 2025 is off to a great start.
It's going to be our year for sure. So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. It's the simple question. We'll talk to Chris in Smoky Point with that simple question. And that simple question is this. What do you absolutely need to get done before doomsday hits?
Oh, the clock's ticking.
I have a pre-planned out bunker that I'm going to build next to my house. It's going to be about 200 yards away from the house, and it's 4 shipping containers all sealed together below ground about 100 feet, and that'll keep, even in if a nuclear winter hit, that would keep ambient temperature enough to survive even if the permafrost hit.
Chris, I love that you have this all mapped out and ready to go.
Oh, yes. I have the plans. I have the drawings. I have everything all done up, how I want my entrance to be, everything.
You have room for 4 more? We'll do a podcast in there.
Sure do. I have the radio system and everything all set up.
Let's go.
That's awesome.
We're broadcasting live from Chris's bunker.
To Chris.
206.
How come Chris is the only person that calls into our show now?
803 Rock. Chuck at Martha Lake. What are you going to absolutely have to get done before doomsday hits?
I've got to get my tattoo finished.
Yeah.
What's your tattoo of?
Yeah. It's a Red Sox logo B with a 4-leaf clover. I got it started the week after my grandfather passed away. It was from Boston.
Oh, that's a nice tribute. And where is it on your body?
It's on my left rib cage.
Oh, that's not a fun spot. You really want to go into that much pain before the world ends?
Might as well.
Yeah.
You know, I stare at it all the time, and I'm like, why haven't I finished that yet? You know, you have kids, you have a house, other bills come up.
But, Chuck, I don't know if you're like me, though. The older I get, I have all these plans of getting more tattoos. I'm just like, I don't know if I really want to go through the pain of the tattoo again.
We're getting wimpy in our old age. We're getting soft.
Very.
206-803-ROCK. John in Tacoma, what do you absolutely need to get done before doomsday hits?
I need to go skydiving.
Ooh, wow. Is this for the first time?
Yeah, first time.
What compels you to want to go skydiving so bad? Is it just something that's been on your bucket list for a long time?
It has. I am an adrenaline junkie. I love doing things that just get the heart really pumping and going.
So what's the last thing you did that got your heart pumping?
The last thing I did was I jumped off of a cliff into the Sandy River last summer.
I'd be too terrified to do that. I feel like I would just time it wrong. I've back in college, we used to have like a little thing where you go cliff jumping. It wasn't anything massive. It was like two stories high, but still scary. And I remember thinking, like, I'm just like a couple inches away from a disaster. And one of our buddies that did it came so close.
No.
Like, we all freaked out. We thought he bonked his head.
And
my gosh. That was the last time we did that.
You ever see those freaks that do like gainers off of those too?
No.
You really like, you know what a gainer is?
No.
It's like a reverse backflip, kind of. So you jump off the cliff.
Why don't you just say a reverse backflip?
Because it's called a gainer.
You got to get the gainers,
oh,
bro.
Oh, my God.
Sick gainer.
Sick gainer, bro.
You gainering tonight? Is that what they call it? Are we gainering?
The Daily Migs Show.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There's a guy named Spencer who is a retired Marine living in New York, and he's gone viral because he has figured out the best way to transport In-N-Out burgers from California using a very specific preservation process, Steve.
I was watching or reading his little Reddit thread. He's originally from the Bay Area, so he missed In-N-Out so much that he came up with this plan, and apparently he stops right before he gets on a plane to do this.
He orders plain burgers with no toppings that could potentially cause some sogginess.
Okay.
He stores those in Ziploc bags with ice packs in a carry-on.
This is way too much work.
Then he vacuum seals them at home before freezing them. So,
apparently he seals them before he goes on the plane also, because I think one time he went on with a bunch of bags and like everybody on the plane was like, what's that? We smell In-N-Out burgers. We smell In-N-Out burgers.
No.
Yeah. So either A, he was the most hated or the most popular person, depending on if he was willing to share them with people.
Well, many people had an opinion on what he does, going to all those extremes to be able to enjoy In-N-Out. So let's go straight to the comments.
We sent these posts to our production director, Jason, said, hey, reenact some of the crazy comments that you read however you want, because it just illustrates how insane people get on social media. Most people just seem to have an opinion about In-N-Out burgers. Are you ready?
Oh, God, yes.
Here we go.
I've had In-N-Out a few times and found the burgers to be just so-so. I like Five Guys better.
Oh, yeah. We went to Five Guys last night.
It's bomb.com.
I couldn't believe this. We finished Tap Dance, and it's usually Chipotle from our daughter. Yesterday, she's like, Daddy, can we go to the place with the peanuts and the french fries?
Yes.
I was like, I know exactly what you're talking about, and yes, we can, daughter.
Their fries are awesome.
Yeah, the only problem is that even if you order a small order of fries, they still fill your entire bag up with french fries, so you keep picking at them, and you realize, I just ate like a triple XL order of fries. Still worth it.
Oh, yeah.
So freaking good.
In-N-Out must be one of the most overrated restaurants. I mean, it's okay, but, you know, the fries are just terrible.
I did see a lot of comments of people complaining about the french fries, which I don't disagree. I think people who go crazy about In-N-Out fries are crazy.
There's no one should go crazy about In-N-Out fries. They are subpar.
Danny, you're an In-N-Out fries guy?
Yes, of course.
The fries suck.
They're way better than anything that's up here.
Better than Five Guys.
Yeah.
They taste like they were freeze-dried or something.
No, it's so good.
I'm ready to suffocate you with a bag of Five Guys.
Okay.
Just the fries, though.
In.
Yeah, okay.
I was in California a few years back and decided I'd try an In-N-Out burger and fries. I must say, it was really pretty good.
Wow.
Well, that was a glowing endorsement if I've ever heard one.
Pretty good.
It was really all right, I think.
Pretty good.
All right, we got one more. You ready?
Yeah.
Massively overrated. What kind of burger joint doesn't have bacon?
Oh.
Wow. Do they not have bacon?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I guess not.
It's been a hot minute since I've been to In-N-Out.
We do have friends, though, that live in San Diego, and they do this with Dick's Burgers.
They think Dick's is overrated.
No, they love Dick's burgers, so they freeze or they pack them up and then they take them home and freeze them.
Hell yeah,
they do. It's quite the process.
Our friend I saw on TikTok, you know, scrolling around on TikTok, our friend Penelope Rose, our OnlyFans model friend, she had a video where she was eating a Dick's Deluxe.
Oh.
And I wanted that Dick's Deluxe so bad. Like, I was like, I forgot how good it looks. And just seeing how she was reacting to it, I was like, oh, man.
19-cent hamburgers today, tomorrow, and Thursday,
that's right.
Steve.
In-N-Out's not doing that.
Also, how much did you pay for that video of her eating the In-N-Out burger, Steve?
It was $4.99 just for the month. I canceled my subscription once I got it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry about it.
The Daily Migs Show.
We've been getting some pretty cool voice messages, Steve Miggs, through our Odyssey app. And yesterday, a listener left us a voice message and asked us this.
Have your kids ever said anything profoundly creepy?
We got some great messages from people that shared their stories. You had some situations that have happened with Barrett. I didn't really have a ton with Tatum. Like, I joked about the fact that she wants her ears pierced, and that was the creepiest thing I had to hear. But I was just joking about that. I get home from work yesterday, and I'm like, you are a day late, Tatum. Why didn't you do this yesterday? This is very creepy. So I come home and she's just playing. And I'm like, well, what are you doing? She's like playing with her Paw Patrol toys like she always does. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, Rubble's eating Zuma. And I'm like, well, those are both dog characters on the show. So I had to ask a couple follow-up questions.
What are you doing?
Baking Zuma.
Who's baking him?
Rubble.
Rubble, you're cooking another puppy?
Yeah.
So at this moment, she's got like this orb thing that has become like the microwave oven, apparently.
Okay.
And she had Rubble shove Zuma into this thing and is cooking Zuma.
Oh, boy.
Because, you know, at some point, this dog needs to eat the other dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Survival.
Are you going to eat him?
Yeah.
Of course you are.
Stupid dad. Why are you asking these things? She's probably like, why does dad come home and ask these stupid questions? It's very obvious that Rubble is eating Zuma.
Because that's why I'm cooking him.
What are you going to cook him with?
Sugar on him.
Sugar?
And cereal.
And to be honest, at first I was like, did she say something that we're going to have another conversation?
Did we bleep that?
I was like, she doesn't know that word. Did Paw Patrol teach her that word? And I'm like, oh no, she's trying to say sugar on him.
Sugar on him.
Sugar?
And cereal. And puppy treats.
That was the sound of the... It was done, so it was time to eat Zuma.
I mean, in your opinion, though, would Zuma be the tastiest of the Paw Patrol pups?
I feel like Marsha might be the most delicious.
He's got more meat on his bones than Zuma.
It's like one of those things, like, this is very weird, but I don't want to... I don't want to stifle your creativity, Tatum.
Oh, boy.
Next thing you know, my child becomes a serial killer.
Oh, no. Does she have a favorite Paw Patrol, or is it Marshall 100%?
Yeah. It was Sky, but I don't know why. All of a sudden, she just changed. Now she's like all about Marshall.
Barrett's a Rubble guy, but now I have to break the news to him that Rubble ate Zuma. He's going to be devastated that his main guy is like a cannibalistic critter.
Is that like a dogivore?
Something like that.
Carnivore.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the Paw Patrol phase, I mean, it's been going on for a long time in our household, but we have not gotten that creative yet.
Well, it's something I'll look forward to. So I was like, okay. Some of you were just saying, hey, someone said, you get your daughter, her ears pierced. I pierced my own daughter's ears.
Oh, no.
I was like, there's not a chance in hell that I would do something like that.
Did you ever let anybody pierce you when you were younger?
Well, when I was younger, no.
Because we definitely had friends that like pierced each other, but I can't imagine piercing my child.
Yeah. Danny, Dad, did you have to pierce Lily? Not
no.
You physically, but like, you know, she has pierced ears, right?
She does. No, I was is obviously living in different state. I was on FaceTime when we did when she got her ears pierced, but she went to Claire's.
Okay.
And got it done with the gun. And she was actually, you know, honestly, she only cried for a half second. And she was like, and then immediately after, she's like, but now it's funny because, like, she's 10, gonna be 11, and she hardly wears earrings. So I'm like, why did you get your ears pierced then? And she's like, oh, because, but now she has softball. And she's not allowed to wear them during softball because they can get caught. So she's like, I just don't wear them.
But I heard that she might want to have a daddy-daughter bonding experience.
Yeah, she wants me to get my ears pierced.
And you don't have pierced ears.
I do not. Never had pierced ears.
You have a pierced nose.
And a lip.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all we know.
You're welcome. No, yeah, those are the only two things I have pierced. But yeah, I've always considered getting my ears pierced. I just never did when I was younger. And so last time I was in New Mexico, she was like, Dad, let's go get your ears pierced. And
so you're going to do it?
Yeah.
Are you going to get one of those like blinged out diamond earrings?
Heck yeah.
Let's go.
I'm going to get two of them.
You get both ears pierced.
Yeah. Whoa. If you're going to go big, go big. And Lily's like all excited to film it.
That's my TikTok. Girl.
Because that's what that's what she does these days.
No. She's a social media influencer without a social media account.
Exactly.
Nice.
The Daily Migs Show.